Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds time, inshallah, we'll be joined by Ronald Evergy for the workout. And thereafter, we'll be having a discussions on burning calories, indeed. And thereafter, at about 1:45, we'll be joined by Abdul Halim. He's a natural healer. He sets bones, fixes broken bones, and fixes up knees and elbows and ankles and all of this. Very interesting. He sorts me out every time. So I thought it would be interesting to hear how he goes about his business. So it's time for Ronald and the Verbal Fitness Sessions. Here we go. I'm so tired.
Don't be. It's time for Verbal Fitness Sessions on Mind, Body and Chow.
No longer Mind, Body and Chow, brother Usama Ustazi. It is the Power Half Hour. And now it's time to join Ronald, and we welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you well, brother?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you doing? How are things yourself?
I'm glad to see you getting your natural healer on board, because as you age, then I'm sure you are like Liverpool that goes through ebbs and flows. So
more flows than ebbs nowadays. More ups and downs, yeah.
For now.
Let's see what happens.
Inshallah, but it's great to have, because you know what? Yeah. Looking after the body, you've got to go as natural as possible before you go the medication route. But you really need to use the body's mechanisms to heal itself. And I think that's what the wonderful thing is about your show today, inshallah.
Inshallah, yes, it will be interesting. But also interesting is what you have in store for us today. The workout first, and then we're talking burning calories thereafter.
Well, the workout today is all about that six-pack that may be hidden in a cooler box with ice, or rather in this weather, that's masked by hot chocolate and marshmallows.
Right.
So we are focusing on the tummy area today and giving you some exercises to really just, you know, tighten that midriff region for you. Okay. So our first exercise is we're going to go onto the floor, very quickly onto the floor, and we're going to actually do a laying down warm-up, strangely enough. And all that I want you to do is place your hands underneath your buttocks, keep your legs straight in front of you, and I want you now to lift your legs one at a time as fast as you can, alternating it up and down. So left, right, left, right, left, right, as though you're marching, laying down on the floor. What this does is increase blood flow, mobilizes the hips, really gets the blood pumping from the heart right up into the head, right down into the lower body, and really prepares your body for what's coming ahead. But also, you begin to warm up the abs in particular. So let's keep going. You do this for at least 45 seconds. And before you say, Ronald, 45 seconds, that's so easy. Give it a go and try it. And when you get to 25 seconds, then you can rephrase that statement to, Ronald, this actually is warming my body up.
It's not easy at all.
All right. So from there, you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and drop your feet down. Now, what I want you now to do is bend your knees and put both feet on the floor. Okay? And when you do that, I now want you to turn both knees, keep them together, and push them onto the left side. So that your left knee touching the floor, your right knee is on top of that. But I don't want you to twist your head away from looking straight up. And all that I now want you to do is place your hands across your chest or behind your ears, and slowly curl up towards your hips. This is called a side oblique crunch. So it really targets those love handles on the side, and as you curl up, you begin to contract those side oblique muscles, and you do this 15 repetitions on each side. But as you raise your body up, I want you to hold that position for a few seconds, then slowly lower it down. Remember, if you do an exercise like this too quickly, gravity and momentum is going to get the six pack, not your abs. So you really want to control it. And a tip for this exercise: don't tuck your neck into your chest as you rise. Contract and engage your abs throughout the exercise, and don't jerk your head off the floor. So when you're done on the one side, you change over onto the other side, and off you go. Keep on going, nice and easy. All right, when you're done with both sides, I now want you to go onto your back, and we're now going to do a stomach crunch with leg raised. Now, you lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And I want you to place your hands across your chest and slowly pull your knees into your chest, keeping your knees bent at 90 degrees until your buttocks and tailbone or coccyx comes off the floor. Hold that position for a moment and then slowly lower the feet to the ground and lift it up again slowly. This is essentially a reverse crunch. You'll find there's no pressure on your neck or your shoulders. you're literally engaging the middle and the lower abs. So you need to keep your abs contracted throughout the exercise. Keep your neck elongated, look up to the ceiling, and don't use your hands to pull your neck up, and don't swing up and swing down too quickly. Do it in a controlled manner. And this you do for 30 seconds, non-stop, keep it going. So now you find the abs begin to burn.
Yep.
I then want you to go onto your tummy into the plank position. We're targeting lower back and core muscles here. You asked a question about the core a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you prop up on your forearms and your toes. You keep your legs straight and your hips raised, you know, to create a straight, rigid line from head to toe. And your shoulders should be directly above your elbows. And what I now want you to do is slowly but surely extend your right arm forward and bring your right arm back. Extend your left arm forward and bring it back. So this is a variation of traditional plank.
Hmm.
It's a dynamic exercise. So as you extend one arm forward, you find that your entire core, particularly that side, contracts.
Yeah.
And you go for that motion nonstop, and you do that for 30 seconds. And what I want people to do is once you're done with that exercise, you then repeat the entire sequence 5 times in a slow, controlled, and focused manner. Because that way you'll beat the endurance capability of the abs and really find that tomorrow and the next day there's a tightness and a tautness in the abs, which means that you've actually done the workout correctly and you will tighten that midriff region that may be hanging out of control.
Brilliant stuff. Is that all we have for today in terms of the workout?
It's a nice and easy, it's nice and simple. Well, because Adam is a nice stretch, Brother Joe. And the stretch is very simple. I want you to lay on your tummy.
Okay.
And I want you to place your hands underneath your shoulders and push your arms straight. So you literally cause a bend and look up towards the ceiling. So you begin to stretch and elongate on those ab areas. It's like a cobra stretch they call in yoga.
Yeah.
Stretch it up, bend the back, look backwards, straighten the elbows, and then you can go back down. And you do that for 10 seconds for 3 times and then repeat the sequence again. That just allows the muscles to relax slightly and then hit the sequence for the next set and get it tight and tighter.
Okay. So there you go with the workout for today with Ronald. And now we move into that discussion on burning calories. Ronald, first question here. How many calories do I need to burn to lose a pound of weight?
You know, it's a very good question. So you look at it and you say to yourself, firstly, do people understand what a calorie is? Because many people throw the calories, kilojoules out. No, I need to follow a calorie-specific diet. And I ask them one question, so what is a calorie?
Yeah.
And they go, no, it's something I must eat. And I'm like, no, it's not something you must eat. The word calorie is part of the metric system that we use in South Africa. It's how much energy we consume when we eat foods and drinks. And calories come in two sizes. It's the little calorie and the big calorie, which is actually called a kilocalorie or a KCL for short term, or a big calorie or a kilocalorie. Now, it's all about the amount of energy that your body will utilize when you really get active and keep moving. So be very conscious thereof before you start jumping backwards and forwards on what is a calorie, what should I do with it, and what should I be eating according to that. But to get back to your question, you know, is that how many calories should you lose to lose a pound of weight? Firstly, how much is a pound? A pound is literally about, if you look at it, 0.4 to 0.5 kilograms, if that much. But in essence, you know, you need to literally burn 3,500 calories approximately to burn 1 pound of fat. Remember, we don't want to burn muscle tissue. We want to burn the excess energy. So then the next question would be is that, you know, what should my daily calorie requirement be if I need to lose that? Well, you can't lose all of that in a day. It takes a period of time. And you need to cut down calories over a period of time. And many studies have found that general women need a 1,500 to 2,000 kilocalorie diet to maintain their current weight. That means that the lower end of the spectrum will allow you to begin to lose weight. So if you want to lose on average about a pound or half a pound a week, you should cut out about 500 calories from your eating every day for that week.
Hmm. Another question that comes through here, it says, which is better for weight loss, cutting calories or increasing exercise?
They work hand in hand. You know, the old adage, you know, what you put in is what you get out.
Yep.
You know, that's the reality here, because calories in and what you do then, because it means you're eating and you're drinking foods and substances, whether they're healthy or not, that is your decision to make. But when that comes in, that's the amount of calories or energy that comes into your body. If you don't expend that energy or burn it up or utilize that energy from the food that you've eaten or the drink that you've drunk, from fizzy drinks to anything else, your body will store it. Exercise allows you to increase the caloric burn or the calorie burn. So that energy that you brought in, you begin to burn to fuel your metabolism, to give you energy, to get rid of it. So weight loss is calories in and calories out, and you always want to have a deficit with that. You want to make sure that your calories out is always more than calories in, or else your body will hold onto it and your body will store it.
Another one coming through, it says, I've heard that eating negative calorie foods is a good weight loss strategy, but what exactly are they?
I love this question because it's part of the myth, you know, and people out there that are trying to coin these particular phrases. There's no negative calorie food. You either have zero calories or you have a lower calorie or a higher calorie food. Remember, a calorie, and this is where the understanding of what it means is important. A calorie, like we described earlier, is the amount of energy that you gain from a food system. You get minimal or no calorie food, and that equates to things like water. Very little. There's anything that you eat has got calories in. Anything that you drink has got a certain amount of calories in. So your body will always have that. Negative calories, you know, for those that are utilizing that phrase and are falling for it as gimmicks, good luck to you. For me, it makes absolutely no sense, and it's not scientifically proven as of yet. So you're aiming to have lower calorie food, but your eating strategy cumulatively of how much calories you consume is more important than this whole concept of inverted commas negative calories. It's like having minus battery power on a phone. Your phone's either got zero battery or 10% or 100% battery, not minus 10% battery.
I see another acute WhatsApp message coming through. It says here, the past of eat is ate and the future of ate is wait. And the most funny part is that people realize it when it's too late. And here's another one, another question here. We've got maybe about 2 minutes or so, Ronald. Okay, the last one, and then we'll move on. Maybe the next questions we can, the remaining questions we can take on another show. Mm-hmm. This question reads, how many calories, oh wait, did we say that one already? Yeah, we did.
We spoke there about the amount of calories in the diet versus per day to lose about half a kilogram a week. Yeah.
Okay, so this one, yeah, we're moving on now. It says, how many calories does a spinning session burn, and what are the costs of buying a spinning bike for home?
Oh, well, I love that question. I that's very much of a two-part question, and I love that because we can also look at what are the cardiovascular options on home equipment purchase. That's a topic, inshallah, for the next show. I think it's a wonderful topic,
inshallah,
to fit according to a budget. But you know what? The spinning classes all depend because no spinning classes are the same. On average, you will burn between, depending on also how intense you are with the session. Because when the instructor says increase the intensity, tighten it up to a level 3, 4, or 5 on the bike, depending on the bike you have, you might only be fit or strong enough to go up to a level 2. So everyone's calorie burn varies within that. But on average, you could burn between 500 and 1,000 calories, you know, in that session. Depending on how intensely you push it, how strong and fit you are, and the degree by which you're actually challenging the body. So it really does depend and vary, and that goes along with any cardio activity. The thing about spinning is that it focuses on the lower body a lot, 90% of the time. So you're only utilizing that part of the body to fuel energy. My advice would be to bring in more high-intensity interval training, so rock half a spinning session, and then do something else with the upper body that's also very high and intense. But spinning is known as a very intense activity if done properly, and it's a wonderful from a fitness and a fat-burning perspective, and also helps shape and tone legs.
Wonderful stuff here. I think we'll continue with the rest, inshallah, in future. There's one here about Fitbit and how does it calculate calories burnt. We can ask all of that at another stage. Ronald, next week, inshallah, possibly for Monday to Friday, I'll be doing the breakfast show. And I'm hoping that you're able to be with us on the morning show for that week. We'll try and squeeze it in. And also, hopefully, you'll still be able to be on the Power Half Hour as well. Tufail Patel will be sitting in for me as I sit in for Mulana Suleiman. So we'll try and get you on the breakfast show on the different slots each day so that different people who listen at different times in the morning would be able to get some sort of a workout. I'm hoping that, inshallah, you'll be able to join us.
Inshallah, I mean, for that, and I think it's always important to assist our listeners and to accommodate them and give different people options to ask questions so we can answer. So we'll definitely do that for you, inshallah, for the listeners next week. But before I love and leave you, if people still don't understand what a calorie is, they're tiny creatures that live in your closet and sew your clothes a little bit tighter every night.
That's a good way of explaining it. Jazakallah khair, Ronald, for that and for joining us on the Verbal Fitness Sessions for this week. Have a wonderful day, sir, and we'll check you next week.
Inshallah, and to you too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Ronald Evergy there, discussing all things calorie burning related. Coming up after this short break, Nasheed break, inshallah, we'll be listening and speaking to Haleem. He's the guy that sorts out my knee every time it gets khabriuk. Oh, he sorts it out. And it's very interesting of how he learned to, you know, the art and how it all works and some of the amazing stories that, you know, from some of his clients that he has helped out. So take a listen to this. Coming up, inshallah, we'll be speaking to him after this short break.
And when life is hard, you know it can get harder sometimes. You are the only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close on the straight path, keeping it deep within my soul. Just wait for me to come home.
You're listening to the Power Half Hour. And now we'll be joined by Abdul Haleem. He's a natural healer and he'll be telling us about his art of healing. And he joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Abdul Haleem.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. How are you, bhai?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. Now, Abdul Haleem, when did you learn this art of healing?
Yes, bhai, I was 12 years old, you know, and I learned from my father, and that is natural healing. He's running our family, alhamdulillah, and I was a small light kid, you know. Mm-hmm. As I'm going to school also, I learned from my father. As I'm growing, alhamdulillah, I know how to set a bone also. Alhamdulillah, I learned so fast. Then I did study also in Ahmedabad. I got certificate also, alhamdulillah, mm-hmm. from herbal certificate in the Ahmedabad also.
So what types of ailments do you help with, Abdul Haleem?
See, I like to help the people, inshallah, I like to help the people, stuff muscle if you have, stuff neck, sleep dust, sprains, sport injury, dislocated bone, low back pain, yeah.
Now, from my experience, alhamdulillah, I see your work is very effective and it helps. From how far away do people come to get treatment from you?
See, alhamdulillah, people come from the far, far, alhamdulillah. I got a lot of people come from the Uganda, Botswana, few people come from Canada.
Canada.
London also, alhamdulillah, you know. Durban people come by me also, alhamdulillah. Glencoe, Pietermaritzburg. Mostly people, they come from far, Rosny, Azad World, you know. Even the Rosny people, they like to say, I must open a practice there also. Even Job people also, alhamdulillah, they say, I must open a practice there. But it's not far from there. The old people come by me, alhamdulillah. Got a sleep dust also, and they can't walk also. And then I go, I do house call also, alhamdulillah. I go myself, and I help the people, alhamdulillah, you know.
Yes.
See.
Why does your treatment, the healing process is very quick? You know, when you go to conventional doctors, then, like, for example, with a knee injury, it takes up to 6 months to get back to full mobility and all of this. But with you, it's a few days and at most a few weeks. So why is your treatment so speedy in terms of recovery?
Alhamdulillah, you see, I like to say first, Bismillahir Rahman, when I start with my work, you know, with any kind patient, I start with the name of Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and there is some ayat, you know, my father teach me, you know, and I start with that ayat, and alhamdulillah, I got my herbal medicine, you know, what my father used to make, and they say how to make, and he show me how to make the medicine, alhamdulillah, and there is so many things I put inside the medicine is mostly herbal medicine, like boar, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what types of ingredients and spices do you add to your medicines?
Yeah, you know, normally I put like boar, maize, sugar, you know. There is so many, you know, medicine, you know, I put in that mixture and then I make medicine, alhamdulillah, and that is like mostly come from India, and I grind it, you know, and then I mix it with water and some ointment, and becoming like pastry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have any sport injury, dislocated bones, then I apply on top of them, and then I put bandage, alhamdulillah, it's going to heal very fast.
Yes,
you know?
I know from experience, it's very, very quick. Abdul Halim, I must tell you as well, the first time I hurt my knee, the doctors told me that I won't be able to play soccer again.
Gigi.
I won't be able to play sport again, you know.
Right, yeah.
And then I came to you,
yeah.
And then, alhamdulillah, 1 week later, I was playing soccer, alhamdulillah.
Ji, alhamdulillah, shukr, alhamdulillah. You know, it's naturally Allah Pa give us gift, you know, and that is, you know, running in our family. You know, I was there in India, alhamdulillah, last year, you know, and my father was, you know, 72 years old, you know, already, and I was there, alhamdulillah, I learned so many things. He was, you know, last stage, he was sick also, you know, and I was look after him, you know, what happening. And he was in ICU also, and he teaching me how to read also, such and dua also, you know, and I like to ask him, you know, every time I go there, I learn something new. And he teach me also some so many things, you know, what happening. I appreciate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I appreciate to my father, you know, because I'm here today, you know, because of my father. I don't know how to explain to you, but, you know, and my father, you know, grant him Allah, Jannat Firdaus, inshallah, he passed away in, I was there, you know, in on the Friday, inshallah, in December, you know, he was passed away. You know, make dua for him, Allah grant him Jannat, inshallah.
Ameen, Allah grant him highest stages of Jannat Firdaus.
Ameen, Ameen.
Abdul Halim, what are some of the common injuries that people come to you, the most common injuries that people suffer from, that they come to you for healing?
The most common thing is like people have problem today is low back pain, and dislocated bone mostly, you know. Yeah, and sport injury also, they come lot of them.
Yeah, Signet Terrace is soccer is very close to you, so I'm sure you must be very busy with the soccer injuries.
See, Allah shukar, you know, they you know, they all come by me. Mostly people knows me, alhamdulillah. Wherever I go, alhamdulillah, they look for me, Allah shukar, you know, and then, you know, they happy with my treatment, alhamdulillah, you know. Gee. Even the mostly doctor also come by me mostly, you know, then they also, certain people... ask me, Halim bhai, why don't open surgery day by my place also, we give you place in Forsberg also. I tell them, inshallah, I think about you, inshallah, you know.
No, no, and you must stay right here in Lanza, Abdul Halim, we need you.
Ji, ji, yeah, yeah. But inshallah, I'm happy here because most of the people, they come here from far also, from far away, you know.
Ji.
Yeah, and they're happy with my treatment, alhamdulillah, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, ji.
Tell us about some amazing stories. Like, I know the other day, one of your patients was leaving for Umrah, and then he pulled his back. What happened with his story? Did he make it to go for his flight? Was he sorted out?
Gee, that patient from the, actually, Marlboro, and he was my old patient, actually. You know, he used to come by me, and he had about 7-8 months ago, he had low back injury, you know.
Gee.
He had a sleep disc also, and I set it also, her dress also.
Mm-hmm.
And he came by me after 7 months, and he had a problem, and he told me, Halim bhai, I am going to Umrah, you know, on the Monday, you know. So he came the last week, you know, what happening, and I told him, let me sort it out, you know, you have the slightly dust is out, you know, this dislocated, actually, I set it already few dishes. Then after, I told him, you have to come on a Sunday also.
Look, so you're leaving on Monday, you told him you must come the Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Sunday I say you must come, and Monday, inshallah, you are going to, you know, Umrah. And alhamdulillah, that man, he when he came to me last week, you know, it was come with and holding, you know. Yeah,
crutches,
and then he came lumping, and he's coming by me. Alhamdulillah, he came on a Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. He come by me. Alhamdulillah, I told him, sorry, bye. You're walking so nicely. Alhamdulillah. He's Halim by Zadakallah, you know. I like to say Zadakallah, bye. You help me really. I said, no, my Allah will help you always. Allah give you sifa to all my patients. Alhamdulillah. And the man is, alhamdulillah, he's already in Saudi Arabia, alhamdulillah. He's already there in Makkah, Madinah, inshallah. He's already there. He makes it, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Make
wonderful, wonderful story.
Shukr, alhamdulillah, he makes it.
Now, Abdul Halim, many people will get scared, you know, when they think of, you know, cracking or putting a bone back into place. Tell us about, maybe you had a young student that was there a few days ago with a broken arm. Mm. What happened with his story? Tell us.
One of the boys from the Malaysia is 9 years old. He's from the Jakaria Park.
Ji.
Yeah, he's one of the boy, and one of the trustee, Maulana, he used to bring it by me. Even the Maulana Abbas, everybody knows me, alhamdulillah, mm-hmm. Most of the Maulanas knows me. The one of the boy is from Malaysia, he's about 9 years, he's Quran Hafiz, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he fell down and he break his arm slightly, crack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can see the bone is crack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. I set it such a way, you know, and I got, this is like miracle, alhamdulillah, you know, I got a shock also, you know.
Hmm.
I got a few patients like that, I really shocked. The man actually, when I set a bone, he must say, yeah, ooh, yeah, it must cry actually, you know. With him, alhamdulillah, with Allah's help with him, you know, when I set it his bone, you know, so quick, you know, then I same, I make my, the herbal medicine, we call him the lep. And Gujarati, we call him Ayurvedic medicine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That paste, I put it on the top of the hand, alhamdulillah, then I put it bandage. I say, you Maulana, you have to bring in this lightic, inshallah, next week, and I want to see, alhamdulillah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then Maulana came again next week, I won't lie to you, alhamdulillah, that boy, you won't believe, his bone was straight, alhamdulillah, no pain, nothing. You know, then I got a shock of that one. You know, there was a small girl also, same thing happened to her, you know. And alhamdulillah, she also never cried. So, normally, you know, when I set a bone, certain people cry, you know. But now the new technology, alhamdulillah, how I said, people won't cry, inshallah. And you won't get lot of pain also, you know. But all Allah's mother, you know, inshallah. That is my nature, inshallah. I like to help always, inshallah.
Abdul Halim, it's been fascinating talking to you. Jazakallah khair for that. And Allah keep you strong.
Ameen,
so
Ameen.
That you can sort out all our situations, especially as sportsmen. And we need to get back on the field quickly. Then we know Abdul Halim will sort us out quickly.
Ameen.
And then we're back on, right?
Inshallah. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah so much for your time, Abdul Halim. You take care now.
Okay, inshallah. You too. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Abdul Halim there. Natural healer. It's amazing to see this guy work. I got shouting from Abdul Halim because when I went for Umrah, because of the excitement of going abroad, going for Umrah, alhamdulillah, that I ignored all of the signs about my knee. And I just nursed it every day, soaked it up with my knee guard, with Zamzam water every day. And I was able to sit in the shahud properly and all of this. When I came back, did it start to trouble again? And then I said, no, let me go and visit Abdul Halim. And he gave me a shouting. You'll never believe it, guys. My knee was dislocated from before I had left. And alhamdulillah, tawaf, safa and marwa, ziyarat. As we mentioned, walking 22,000 steps a day. But it just shows you the power of the mind. Mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But now you sorted it out. It's really a scary feeling knowing what he did the last time to fix it up in terms of how he maneuvers the knee or whichever sore area it is to get it back in place. But alhamdulillah, it's back now. And I should be back, raring to go before you know it. So that was another edition of the Power Half Hour. I will leave the details of Abdul Halim at the reception for those that might want or have family members that are suffering from different ailments in terms of slip disc or back injuries. He will sort you out, inshallah. So, from the Power Half Hour, this is Ijaz Khan. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.